Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Ooh,
yeah. Hey, it's not as easy as I make it look, all right?
Keep moving.
Never mind.
Go.
Let's have some poetry,
yes,
shall we?
Please.
You betcha. Waddy Mitchell.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Great Waddy Mitchell is riding along with us. I love this poem. Now, you have to pay attention to this poem because it has a lot in it. It's a poet with something to say.
He hints of the tack room and juniper smoke. Comes off like a sure enough wage-drawn cowpoke in search of a riding job, meal, or a toke, or an angel on her way astray. He has seen better days, and he's also seen worse. When he lost this last one, it had not been the first, for he has been burdened. Some say even cursed as a poet with something to say. He hates our warring nature, bigotry of any kind, finds the essence and its rhythm in the sounds of daily grind. Bends a phrase to set the stage he builds within your world and mind, then drops a truth like last week's news and leaves it undefined. He's a drink and idea hustler and a timeless story rustler, and he writes about the things we all go through. Sets the mind and heart a bustle, cuts the fat and leaves the muscle, while inviting to examine if it's true. Then he leaves its resolution up to you. He echoes the modern-day wage earner's voice through his music that x-rays the life and their choice. The old and the new find his sound through the noise while he circles the world as he plays. A sound man's worst nightmare, a working man's friend, a snaky word turner in cutting song pen, influenced by all and by all that has been, and the man still has plenty to say. He exposes his own culture to their virtues and their plight. Tween a rough and well-worn cover, you will find his pages right. For the West has been his camera, and his songs have been his light, and he sets us looking backwards towards a future within sight. He's a coyote serenader, a get-past-the-past crusader, and he writes his songs directed right at you. Pays his homage to old-timers, dares the young upcoming rhymers to examine what is real and if it's true. Then he leaves its resolution up to you. But that's what all the good ones tend to do.
Man, isn't that good?
Well, good stuff.
That's what all the good ones do.
Yeah.
All right.
Pay attention.
Hey, that's right. Pay attention to Waddy. Whenever Waddy speaks, you should listen.
Yep.
He has been a great mentor and a friend to me.
Yeah. And he does make it look easy.
Man, doesn't he, though?
Yeah.
Man, my gosh. All right, well, let's just move on.
Keep moving.
Yeah,
keep moving.
It's not as easy as we make it look.
We have to talk about the technique, and we're losing this technique on how to lift a square bell.
There you go. Because why are we losing the technique?
Because we have equipment.
Because we don't have to anymore.
They're 1,500-pound bells.
Exactly.
2,000-pound bells.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
But...
You
can work the bell, or the bell can work you.
Right. And it doesn't take long, especially if you are stacking, or if you're throwing up to the guy who's stacking.
Right.
There's a technique.
There is a definite technique.
And it's not as easy as it looks.
No.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of bells to learn that technique.
You know, the stacking thing, that that comes trial and error.
Yeah.
If you don't have the pattern down, your stack's going to fall apart.
Down she comes. Yep.
And if you're transporting hay, it's going to fall down at the most inopportune time.
Right on that corner.
As soon as you make that turn.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. And then everybody at the intersection are so proud of you.
Hey, let me help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me get out of my Prius and help you pick up
my
your
white tennis shoes.
Right. Yeah. No. All right.
Not going to happen.
Rawhide braiders.
Oh, man.
Man.
Oh.
You know, I one time thought I'd be a rawhide braider.
Me too.
So I stretched a hide. I shaved it, by golly. I tried to thin it out, and then I tried to make strips.
I can do this.
And then I tried to rehydrate it so I could braid with it. And oh, my gosh, that is such an art. Yeah.
Let me tell you, you know, and them Sabir brothers knew how to do that.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah. And they were taught by their dad,
David.
And he's the one who taught you, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Man, that guy, what a magician.
Absolutely amazing. Another really good, well, Luis Ortega is absolutely the
second to none.
Yeah. I have a couple of Luis Ortega's pieces.
Nice.
Yes. And one is actually signed.
Oh!
With a magic marker.
Where is it?
Yeah, I'm not telling
you. Tell
me
where it is. You won't have it for long.
Right. these rawhide braiders, also Jesse Smith was a dandy rawhide braider.
Shavings.
I know. He had to quit, though. He had to quit rawhide braiding, and he went to kangaroo hide.
Oh.
Yeah, and the Rommel reins and stuff that he made out of the kangaroo were just beautiful.
So it was just softer and easier to work with.
This is what I asked him. I said, well, how come you went from rawhide to kangaroo hide? And I'm sure he was going to tell me that, oh, my fingers are arthritic and it's a little harder to do that and it's easier to do this. That isn't what he told me.
What did he tell you?
Sandy wouldn't let him soak his hides in the bathtub anymore.
I got to do this now.
She kicked him out of the bathtub.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is funny, isn't it?
Oh, you know, goodness. He's neighbored up there for years, and I just never took advantage of that.
Yeah, I owned a pair of Rommel reins made by Jesse Smith. They were the kangaroo hide. Gave them to my friend Bren Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What a gift.
Yep, gave them to him as a gift. Mm-hmm. And then Jesse was going to make me another set. Yeah.
And now we know exactly what happened there.
Dad nabbit, and then Jesse passed.
Got called home, yeah.
Yeah, sure did. Man, dang, oh man.
Come on, I miss that guy.
I do too, but I'm telling you, it's not as easy as he makes it look.
Oh, absolutely not.
Any of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just grab a hold of a welder and get on the end of a stinger there, big boy, and see how easy it is.
Chicken scratch.
Okay, our father was good at a lot of things, but welding wasn't.
That wasn't it. No.
He was a cowboy welder.
Well, he could weld with the forge.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, he knew how to weld with the forge. But if you handed him an electrode,
it was pretty bad. Yeah.
Well, Dick always says when I weld, it breaks next to my weld.
Oh, there you go. Not my weld. Sure. We need to end the show.
What?
Red Steagall's riding along with us, Horses and Wars.
Now the cow camp's busy, the longhorns run easy, the dark sky's rolling to me. He rolls him a tiger, ties down his slicker, slaps at some dust on his knee. Then he lays out a flat roof, throws at the piebald. Laughed as the old pony does. Then the third time he caught him, I guess the old pony let him. The game's over when he started to cuss. Now the night watch is his, and with his face to the wind, he nods as he rides past the boss. And he's humming a song that his granddaddy taught him. He's rides on the back of that old highball horse. Then he rides off to Cowtown when the fall work is over and goes straight to the tomb in his barn, where he dances till morning with the prettiest ladies, tells them stories about horses and war. Now the cow camps are empty and the land's full of fences. The cowboys feed hay in a truck. The chuck wagon stands in a museum in Kansas, just rotten and gathering dust. Well, he rocks in an old chair his granddaddy made when the plains were still open and free. His leggings still hang on the nail by his bed. He gave his spurs to his grandson last spring. Willie rolls him a title and stares at the wall at a picture of him in the box. For a while he jumps cattle out of sagebrush and cedar on the back of that old piebald horse. While he dreams he's in Cowtown dancing till morning with the girls at the tomb in his bar. Then he throws down a whiskey with a couple of cowboys, and they tell lies about horses and wars. He's seen in his lifetime a gas-powered jitney and a picture that they sent back from Mars. But all that he prays for is to ride off to glory back of that old piebald horse. While he dreams he's in Cowtown a-dancing till morning with the girls at the tomb in his bar. Then he throws down a whiskey with a couple of cowboys, and they tell lies about horses and wars.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
It's not as easy as I make it look.
As I make it look.
That's right.
All right. Pulling clips. Not as easy as it looks.
The first ones are terrible, aren't they?
Yep. That's why I weld a washer on the outside.
It works every time.
On the outside of the shoe. I don't even pull clips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I don't hot shoe. So There you go.
If I got to pull a clip, I get the welder out and I weld a washer on there.
Exactly.
And it works.
And it does. It works just fine. Yep. Now, I do not build my own shoes.
Right.
Yeah. Jacob Dale, out there in North Carolina, builds his own shoes, and he does a beautiful job.
Every time.
Oh, what a hand. He builds shoes for all his horses.
He doesn't
buy shoes.
Whoa.
Yep.
What a guy.
And so when things are a little slow, he goes to the forge, and he just starts building shoes
and makes
all sorts of shoes. All right. So me, I've got the forge and everything, and I think, okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a shoe. Wow.
You got to make a lot of shoes.
That was just a really poor effort. But I have one shoe that I built.
One shoe?
Yep.
That is yours.
Yeah, and I don't display it. Okay? I'm just telling you.
Uh-huh.
Telling you right now, I'm not proud of it.
Well, you know, back in the day when I was shoeing, the only shoes I built were Rainers with the sliders.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you had to build those because they were special.
Well, they were hard to come by.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so you had to build your own.
Nice. Interesting.
And there's a lot of metal there.
There is a bunch of those slider plates.
Super slider. They're 1.25 inches wide.
Holy moly.
Some of them, yeah.
Boy, those are hard to bend.
Oh, very much.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness sakes. Yeah. That was some good experience.
It truly was.
Building those.
And yeah.
It's like the one time that I shod on the track. That was a good experience. I will
don't
never
do it again.
Ever, ever, ever do it again.
That's right.
Ever.
I learned that lesson.
Ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's a show in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. We'll do that. Hey, but folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're eating crow.
Yeah, with ketchup.
Yep, so stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
That's not as easy as it looks.
That's welding.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.